If you're living with a disability, sometimes a little help goes a long way. That includes receiving money from the federal government. And a company in Ontario has made it their business to see if the government is giving out the right amount. Disability Benefit Group helps clients see if they qualify for the Disability Tax Credit Certificate. Dr. Paul Okorowski is with the company, and he's on the line this morning. Hello, Dr. Okorowski.
Good morning.
How did this business get started in the first place?
Well, there's a couple of backstories to this. My partner became aware of the disability tax benefit and had found out that people were having a lot of difficulty getting their claims made and approved. And I actually became disabled from my previous career. And I had been looking into it to see if I qualified, which I didn't. And we happened to be speaking one day, and we were talking about this particular benefit. And he says, you know, I've got an idea. We could help people with this. And so here we are, approximately 2 years later, and we've been quite successful with helping people. They have to be truly qualified. You know, it's not the easiest thing to do.
Well, tell us about some of the process, how it works when people want to apply for this funding, this disability tax credit certificate.
Well, it's a program that the government's had for many years, and to be perfectly honest, there's really three requirements. Number one, the person has to have a recognized ailment, and it has to have been diagnosed by a doctor, or in the case of certain other ailments, a therapist or an audiologist, an optometrist, things like that for blindness and deafness. But they have to have a recognized ailment. But as a result of their ailment, they have to be restricted in some way. They have to have mobility issues, or if it's emotional, they have to have anger issues or difficulty making decisions, taking care of themselves, maintaining their safety. Or they have to be spending an inordinate amount of time having therapy, and then they may qualify, because not only do you have to have the ailment and the restrictions, because it acts as a tax-related credit, you have to have income to claim it against.
What makes this process so tricky? Why do people find it so difficult to get the forms filled out and to get access to that money?
Well, forms filled out may not be that difficult, depending on your physician, on your doctor. The real problem comes in is if you've had a long-standing disability that you didn't claim for, and oftentimes people have not made it clear enough to their doctors exactly what they're suffering or how restricted they've been, number one. And number two, when you have to go back a number of years, the government really is not there to help you. They will help you with 1 or 2 years, but you can go retroactively up to a maximum of 10 years. And doing the adjustments and getting the actual credits determined and applied for is a long manual process.
I guess some people could say the same thing about the filing for income tax. It's a process that's a public one, and the public has the means to do it. Why would somebody need a service, a company like your own, to help out?
Well, very interesting that you mention income tax. There are a lot of people that do their own income tax. The question is, are they getting the maximum return when they file? Have they taken advantage of all the possible deductions and all credits? And this is one of the credits. There's a line in the income tax form for a disability tax credit. Most people wouldn't know what it was. And so it can be missed. And the other thing is that you can, again, as you do with your taxes, you can split credits between spouses. You can transfer credits to a supporting parent or child or sibling, and these things, that's where it gets more difficult, because you may not qualify. A lot of times disabled people don't have a lot of income, but they may have somebody that takes care of them, a parent that takes them in and provides their shelter and their food, a brother or sister that helps pay the rent. and you can transfer credits to these supporting people. There's a very specific limited number that you can do this with, but you need to know where you can go with this.
Okay, so while your private company exists to do this, good old friendly Ottawa, doesn't it just, you know, give you all the help it can to get as much money as you're entitled to?
Well, again, they'll tell you or they'll do for you what they need to do. And in most cases, if you were to get the certificate approved, they would go back 1 or 2 years and make the adjustments to your taxes.
Okay,
if you didn't maximize the credit, they wouldn't go looking to transfer the credits except maybe to a spouse, and they won't go back all 10 years without you doing the work.
How much does it cost somebody to use your service?
If we are unsuccessful in getting you a tax-related refund for years previous to 2011, we have no fee. But if we are successful, then we do charge a percentage, basically a contingency fee. It's 25% of whatever we would be able to get you for all the years past.
Okay, some people might say that sounds like a bit much.
It might be, but we have cases that have only gone back a year or two. There wasn't much income. We might, you know, they might amount to $500, $600. So we get $100, $125. It's not a tremendous amount of money for the amount of time that we put in. Of course, the larger amounts, we do make more, but we also work a lot harder. There are cases that can spend a couple of days just in doing the calculations.
You were mentioning earlier that your company has been successful in doing that. How do you measure success?
We measure success by how well we do for the clients who are actually disabled, who actually have a doctor that will sign the form. Because regardless of what the client feels or what we feel they might be entitled to, the doctor still is the final say as to whether or not he or she will sign the form, okay, and give us a start date for your impairment. Because remember, it's not when you were diagnosed, it was when you became restricted, when the effects of this particular ailment met the threshold of impairment. So once we have that, then we go ahead and make the filing. And with the ones that have been completed, because we've gone through all of the process of an interview, we send out a questionnaire, we prepare the form for the doctor. It's a standard form, but we fill in a lot of the blanks. We write a letter to the doctor and then we assess the forms when they come back for completeness to make sure nothing's missing. Because if you send in a poorly prepared form, it will sit at the government for 2 or 3 months. They may reject it, and it takes months and months and months to find out whether or not you've been approved. Even when we send them in, it's two to three months. But we try to make sure that they're as complete and as accurate as possible, and then we have the audit department work on maximizing your return.
If people are interested in your service, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, we have a couple of ways. We have a toll-free number, which is 1-888-875-4787. We do have a website, which is www.disabilitygroupcanada.com, and they can reach us through there. There's an inquiry section, or they can call us. And our consultants are available, and we are more than happy to discuss anybody's situation. A lot of people may feel that they qualify and they don't, and we will try to determine that during a phone interview, because we don't want them to be overly optimistic or to make any promises that they're going to get something unless we really feel that they should qualify. And I always say should, because, again, it's up to the doctor. We've had some doctors who either won't sign the form because they don't feel the person meets the requirements, or they feel that the person has maybe embellished what they've told us.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Okorowski, thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, except for the fact that it's 6:45 a.m. in the Metro Toronto area. It was a delight.
We appreciate the early rise. All the best to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's Dr. Paul Okorowski. He's with the Disability Benefit Group.